General Grant and Colonel Mosby came to be far more than political friends. In fact, it was through General Grant that Mosby secured his position with the Southern Pacific Railroad, which he held from 1885 to 1901. The two men were well suited to each other. Grant was a silent man, a good listener. Mosby, abrupt and even rude toward those who wished to speak to him irrelevantly, dearly loved to talk to an intelligent person. The silent and slow commander of all the armies, guided by luminous common sense, and the nervous, impetuous raider, a raider by temperament, a raider in every way, in practice of law, taking part in politics, writing memoirs, had much in common that was fundamental. They were but children in taking care of their business affairs. They were shy and full of feeling, sentiment, and romance. The colonel was an assistant attorney in the Department of Justice at Washington from 1904 to 1910 and continued to reside in the capital until his death, May 30, 1916. He was not often inclined to talk about his own exploits in the Civil War, though going at some length into explanations of the movements of the great armies and engaging in various controversies about them, as well as about other matters of public interest, past and present. Colonel Mosby realized that the account of the military operations at the Battle of Manassas included in the present volume is markedly at variance with the usual version. His efforts to unravel the story of Stuart's cavalry in the Gettysburg campaign extended over many years and resulted in a book now used as a textbook in the War College and numerous articles. The account which he prepared for these memoirs he considered the best answer to Stuart's critics and spoke of it as the final word. The colonel was little interested in anything which did not concern man in his social relations, except perhaps logic and polemics. What could not be affirmed positively with the geometric QED appealed to him only as it concerned war, politics, sentiment, or the like. New inventions left him cold, if not a little resentful, at their disturbing or rendering out of date the historical setting of the Civil War. But in political and social matters, he was an advanced thinker, although this was rather a liberal attitude of mind in which he took pride than any interest in the views themselves. His horizon in general was limited by American history and politics. He was full of the anecdotal history of Virginia and conspicuous Virginians of past generations, as well as information about family relationships, information such as is printed in books in New England, but in Virginia has been commonly left to oral tradition.